Open your Bible, please, and turn into the book of 1 Timothy, chapter number 1, and verse number 4 for study number 29. This Bible study today is titled 1 Timothy, Study 29, In Faith. Now let's give God the praise by calling upon His name and asking for leadership and guidance. Father, give us divine wisdom from heaven. Open our minds, our understanding, loose our tongue for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 4, the Bible said, "Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than God the edifying which is in faith, so do." In our last study, which was study number 28, we looked at the words godly edifying. In this study, which is study number 29, we will study the words in faith. So far, we've looked at the word heed, the word fables, the words endless genealogies, the words minister questions, and the words godly edifying in this verse number 4. We will now proceed to move on farther into this verse and talk about the phrase in faith. We will try to finish verse 4 in this study. The phrase in faith is mentioned 12 times in the Word of God. This is a New Testament phrase, and we will look at these references. This phrase is mentioned here to let us know that the only way we can do any godly edifying is in faith, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and the eternal Word of God. Some are weak in faith, as we'll see. The first mention of this phrase, in faith, is mentioned in Romans chapter 4 and verse 19. "And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb." Now here Paul talks about Abraham, who was not weak in faith. Many of God's people have weak faith. Jesus even said some in his day had little faith. Jesus told Peter he had little faith in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 31. "And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Many in our day as well have little faith or weak faith. Weak faith or little faith causes doubt in our Christian lives. Now you see why there's so much doubt in the house of God, and so little belief. We obtain faith by the Word of God, as is seen in Romans chapter 10 and verse number 17. God said, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." The Word of God is our faith builder. The stronger we are in the knowledge of the Bible, the stronger will be our faith. You can count on that. Now, not only do some have weak faith, but some have strong faith. Romans 4:20 said, "He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God." This is another reference to Abraham, who believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. It should be a good thing, and it is a good thing for God to say that about you and me. Boy, I wish He could. Amen. That is, that we are strong in faith. Faith is simply believing God and taking Him at His Word. Our prayer should be right now, "Give us more faith, Lord, and make us strong in the power of Your might." Amen. Make us strong in the Lord. The Lord wants us just to trust Him and believe Him. Now, not only some have strong faith and weak faith, but some have abounding faith. We can abound in faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 7 says, "Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also." The word abound means to thrive. It means to flourish or to be plentiful. That means we're to flourish and be plentiful in abounding in faith. Amen. Our faith should be abounding. We'll look at some of the things some more things here that are abounding besides faith in the Scriptures. I'll give you three or four, five of them. There's abounding grace. Romans 5:20 said, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Romans chapter 6 and verse 1 said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Thank God, I want to tell you this. There is abounding grace that can search out, convict, and save the vilest sinner who has ever lived and make him or her a child of God for all eternity. Hallelujah. Have you been born again with this abounding grace? Amen. Well, there's abounding hope. Not only abounding grace, but there's abounding hope. In Romans chapter 15 and verse 13, God said, now the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. This abounding hope can satisfy and comfort you every single passing day. Without hope, we'd be of most men miserable. We'd be miserable human beings. Do you have that abounding hope dwelling down in your soul? Then there's abounding sufferings mentioned in the Word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 5 said, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 12 said, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. There, I want to tell you right now, are some abounding sufferings of Christ. We are to joy in our tribulations. It's to be a joy just to suffer for the glory of God. Do you complain or rejoice in the sufferings of Christ? Then there's abounding work. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work. Do you abound in the work of God, or do you complain and grumble over the task you're called on to perform every day? Hey, I don't want to grumble and complain. Oh, we ought to have an abounding work. Then there's abounding love. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 9, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Of all things, our love should be abounding, I guess, the most. We should love as God loves. If we love like God, what a life we'd have. Amen. What a life we'd live for the Lord. How is your love life today for and with the Lord? Abounding fruit is another one. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 17 said, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. We're to bear fruit for the Lord. We're the fruit trees of the Lord's vineyard. Do you produce as you should in the vineyard of the Lord, or do you just drag along? Hey, our edifying is in faith. We're talking about now the word in faith. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4, our text says, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions, rather than God the edifying, which is in faith, so do. We can't edify or lift up without faith. Instead, we'll be critical and discouraging to everybody we come in contact with. Now, Paul taught the Gentiles in faith. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 7, he said, wherefore I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, he said, in the faith and verity. Lie not, he said, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. All of Paul's teachings to the Gentiles were in faith, looking to heaven for guidance and for spiritual wisdom. We need to continue in faith. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 said, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. When so many are quitting in these days and getting out of the ministry and going to the house and throwing in the towel and giving it up, amen, in the work of the Lord. It's time now that you and I set our sets and set our goals and plant our feet and say, I'm going to continue in the faith by the grace of God. Now, we're to be an example of believers in faith. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12 said, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit," and here's that, those two words, "in faith, in purity." If there has ever been a time that we should be an example in faith in this ungodly, unholy world, it's right now at the present time. We are all to be examples. We're either good examples or we're bad examples. We'll either influence somebody to be good and do good, or we'll influence somebody to be bad and do bad. Our faith should be that we exalt the Lord Jesus Christ and cause somebody to see our faith in Him and desire to have the same faith. Then we're told to fast, hold fast to sound words in faith. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13 said, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." Paul admonished us to hold fast and don't let sound words slip. This can be only done in faith, believing God and in His holy word. Now the Bible said the aged men are to be sound in faith. Titus chapter 2 verse 2 said that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged men are to be sound in faith. Sound faith breeds sound faith. And we certainly need more sound faith. God help us to hold to the teachings we've been taught and continue holding to the sound faith. Aged men should be a blessing and an encouragement to the younger men. Likewise, with the ladies as well. It's sad but true that this is not always the case in our churches. Many of the older men and the older women are grouchos and have a bad spirit of argument present in their life, seem like on a 24/7 basis. Some have died in the faith. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." Many have died in faith, believing in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. They've died in faith, but they've not died in vain. They died trusting and believing God. That's the way I want to go, just like you, amen, in faith. Now we need to ask our petitions in faith when we pray. James said in chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, he said, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith," you see, "nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed." The Lord tells us to ask believing, and then ye shall receive. Here James says to ask in faith, nothing wavering. In other words, don't look to the right or the left, but trust God for the answer. Now, we're rich in faith. The Bible said in James 2:5, "Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him?" The rich and their riches are not really rich. It's those who are rich in faith that are really rich. Amen. Now, I want to mention this in closing of this verse. In the last two words, "so do," in this verse, they're easily explained. When I first looked at it, I could not understand maybe what was going on and what Paul was trying to get across to Timothy. But Paul had given Timothy a charge to give to the people of God to not teach any other doctrine in verse number 3, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions rather than godly edifying in verse number 4. Now, Paul says, charge some in verse 3. In verse 4, he says this, says, "so do." In other words, Paul's saying to Timothy, get on with it. Tell it like it is. While I'm in Macedonia now, take care of business at the old home front. I want you to get down to business. This will finish our studies on verse number 4, unless the Holy Ghost impresses us with another message. Our next lesson will be number 30, and we will begin in verse number 5 of this first chapter. We hope this lesson, number 29, has been a blessing and an encouragement and a help to your soul. Allow the Holy Spirit to let this soak into your soul and stir your life. If you want to learn more about our ministry, just go to Google. And on Google, when you get there, type in three words, Pastor Dennis Deals, P-A-S-T-O-R, D-E-N-N-I-S, Deals, D-I-L-L-S, and follow the leads, and you'll find some other works and things that we do. We would like to hear from you. God bless you. Amen and amen.